Senator Laura Woods on the line right now, so we're going to extend this segment out a little bit. Senator Woods, welcome to Freedom 560.
Well, thank you, Ken. It's good to hear your voice, and I'm so glad you're talking about this TPP.
So what's your take on this thing, Senator?
Well, it is an absolute train wreck waiting to happen. And when you described Mark Levin's expose of how you could read it, you know what it reminded me of? When they put Common Core in place in this country, they did it behind closed doors. They brought evaluators together. You could come in and read it. You couldn't talk about it behind outside that room. You had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and you had to basically come out of there saying you liked it. So if Common Core is any indicator of where the TPP is going to end up, we all ought to be screaming from the rooftops.
Well, Common Core, as bad as it is not going to be nearly as devastating to the United States economy. Now, it will have devastating effects on future generations, the education of our kids, et cetera. Oh, yeah. But the TPP thing is they're debating it right now. That's going to destroy our municipalities. When you have foreign entities able to sue our cities, our counties, and our state governments over regulation, I mean, what municipality has the money and financing to take on Japan?
Yeah, not one of them. And I agree with you, Ken, on that point. I think that Common Core and the TPP are equal evils in their own realm of our society.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. And I mean, we've been battling Common Core, and Senator Woods, I know that you have been a voice out there trying to fight Common Core and the TPP as well. But I mean, there's so much, as a state, we can pass a resolution, I suppose, that says we won't do that. But you haven't been able to get that done as far as Common Core is concerned, because we just simply don't have the votes yet.
That's right. We still have too many Democrats and squishy Republicans. We had squishy Republicans committees that killed the mom's bill, and Democrats who refused to run the mom's bill when Representative Justin Everett tried to bring it in the House. So Senator Marble and I sent it back to the House, and they killed it in the House Ed Committee. So it's we haven't been able to get anything done yet.
Well, but you've at least got the conversation started. And one thing that I love about Common Core in particular is that it is a bipartisan issue. You've got Democrats, independents, and Republicans that hate it equally. Why we can't get the legislators to hate it equally is beyond me, Senator.
I agree wholeheartedly, and you are right. This is not a partisan issue in any form. Every parent that came in and testified at our hearing testified against Common Core, except one guy, and he was a teacher in a school, and he came in and said he liked PARC, he liked Common Core, leave him alone. But with that exception, everyone else testified against it. And you're right, it's just the impossible situation we're up against of getting legislators and the governor to understand what this is doing to our kids.
Senator, I opened up the show today asking a very simple question. What today, and this is obviously a 35,000-foot view, and it's not every single one, this is a massive generality, but what's the difference between Republicans and Democrats today when you've got guys like Bennett who are trying to negotiate and potentially stop the TPP, and then you've got Gardner, who is walking lockstep, and they're marching full blast into the flame to pass the TPP. I mean, what it's backwards, it's upside down. What happened to I've got nothing, Senator.
I've pretty much got nothing as well, Ken, on that question. I heard you open the session with it, and I think that for the establishment Republicans, and there's no doubt in my mind that Cory Gardner is one of them, and the Democrats, there's not a lot of difference. Where we see a difference is between conservatives and that group of people.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, and thank you for being a voice of reason in the Senate, and thank you for standing up for what you do in the Senate. And I just got to ask you, as long as I have you on the air with me, how was your first year? Was it what you thought it would be? Was it anything like you thought it would be?
It was what I thought it would be, with the exception of about 4 days, and I could count 4 days that I wondered why I had agreed to run for this seat. but it was a tremendous privilege to be there and an honor and a huge responsibility. And, you know, we don't, those conservatives up there, those liberty-minded constitutional conservatives, we never take that for granted. And we don't forget who put us there. It's the people that voted for us, you know, and supported us in our campaigns. And we don't forget that we're up there to represent them.
Well, hopefully at the end of 2016, we'll have a much larger caucus for you to caucus with and stand together with. So that's going to be our goal.
That is our hope, and it may be our only prayer.
Yeah. Senator Laura Woods, thank you for joining me today on Freedom 560. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Ken. Good to talk to you as always.
When we come back, I'm going to further this discussion because you're not going to believe a tweet that was put out by one.